Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
其实我今天没有一篇道要说。
Actually, I don't have one sermon to say today.
我只是里面有很多的激动。
And I just have a lot of feeling in my heart.
想跟大家做一些心里面的分享。
So I want to share what in my heart with everyone.
但是呢，好像最后一分钟，好像觉得还是要做 PowerPoint， 好像。所以还是做一个 PowerPoint， 看起来像一篇讲章。
So, but in the last minute, I still decided to make a PowerPoint, so it looks like a sermon.
从六月以来呢，神在我里面启示很多的事情。
God inspired me many things since June.
有一些是关乎我的服事，有一些是在个人里面有一些的突破。
And some part is about my service, and some part is about myself.
过去一年我发现我右边的身体开始有的时候有一些麻痹，然后我右边的脸开始有一些的不平衡往下掉。
And last year I found out on my right side of my body, since it's numb sometimes and then it's a little bit unbalanced.
那后来感谢神做了一些的检查，发现都没有里面没有任何的问题，那可能就是糖尿病所引起的一些肌肉或者神经的萎缩。
It's all after I do some exam and there are not any other problem. It's probably caused by my diabetes.
我在七月份呢，还是六月底，我不记得。六月份有一次，我为我自己按手祷告，我说：“主啊，求你让我在里面做一个心脏，不仅是我的心哈，包括我的身体，你都给我一个重新的身体，让我可以再为你活。”
And in June, I hold my hand to myself and pray for myself. I ask God to renew myself, not only my heart but also my body, so I can live again for you.
很奇妙，在那次祷告里面，等我回到家，我是在聚会的里面。后来回到家之后，我发现我的脸，哎，正常了。
And it's amazing when I did this prayer is during the gathering, and when I went home, I noticed everything back to normal.
可是我的右眼呢，还是掉下来了，它因为它已经挡住了一些的视力。
But my right eye is kind of it's kind of falling off and it covered part of my vision.
这个医学名叫 ptosis 啊，不是脚趾头，是 ptosis 哈。然后呢
？The term is ptosis, not on your foot.
所以呢，神没有让我说不需要开刀，所以最后还是眼科医生帮我开刀。
God did not say no operation, so end up I still have the surgery with the eye doctor.
很辛苦，但是在这段时间，特别在前面头两个礼拜眼睛看不见的时候呢，主在我里面有很多的光照。
And it's really hard, particularly in the first 2 weeks, I was not able to see, but God bring the light to my heart.
那今天跟大家的分享，其实就是这五年来神不断在我里面一个扒皮的过程。
And so what I want to share with you is in the last 5 years, what God has healed me.
让我怎么样更多的勇敢的为着主活着。
So I can live for God boldly.
更多的透明。
And more clear,
并且呢，最后我要跟大家提到，其实今天的重点是让我回到神的话。
And so the focus, the main point today is back to God's word.
所以为着这个感谢神。
We thank the Lord for this one.
我们有一点祷告好不好
？Let's do some prayer.
主啊，我们的心感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主耶稣，为着我们能够在这样平安的环境坐在这边，一起敬拜、聆听你的话语，主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the peaceful we are able to sit in here safely. We thank you.
主，我们能如此敬拜，我们能够蒙恩，主啊，是白白的。
Lord, we know we can worship you, we can get the blessing from you. It's all free.
但是对你而言，主啊。它从来都是不是白白的，而是你付了重价。
And but Lord, for you, it's never be free. You pay for us.
为着你所付的重价，我们能够在这里，我们感谢你。
Because you pay the precious price, we thank you.
为着你身体裂开，让我们能够有一条又新又活的道路，进入至圣所，瞻仰你自己的柔美，我们感谢你。
We also thank you because you break yourself so we can enter into the most holy.To face you, we thank you.
到今天，主，虽然我们时应着景象，你仍然愿意向我们多次多方的说话，我们感谢你。
And even today, in many places, you speak to us and you go through many channels to talk to us. We thank you.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us.
求主今天给我们一个可以听的耳朵。
May you make us can hear you.
主啊，给我们一个顺服的心。
So give us a obedient heart.
主啊，向着你和你话语的渴慕。
So we are eager for your word.
主啊，求你的宝血洁净我。
May your blood clean us.
主耶稣，因为我实在是一个罪人。
Because we are the sinner.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在印尼呢，曾经有一个弟兄分享说，在印尼他参加过去印尼跟一个神学院的在毕业典礼上跟他们做一些的分享。
And one of the brother he shared when he was in Indonesia and then he shared in the he shared with the Christian
in Indonesia.
In Indonesia.
那你知道印尼是在这个整个世界里面穆斯林相当强大的一个国家，兴旺的国家。
We know in Indonesia the Muslim is very strong there.
你知道要一个穆斯林的人信耶稣是不容易的。
You know it's really hard to ask a Muslim to believe in.
你知道要一个穆斯林受浸是要命的。
You know you ask a Muslim to baptize, it can take away his life.
所以每一个穆斯林教的人，当他们要受浸的时候，他们是准备好。有人包括自己的亲人要来拿他们的性命。
So for every single Muslim, when they're ready for baptism, they are prepared to give their life, even to give to their relative.
但就在这样穆斯林强盛的国家里面，在印尼那里，这一个神学院他们毕业的资格是什么？
And in this kind of country, in the Muslim country, and what is the requirement for graduation from the seminary?
每一个毕业生。他们如果要毕业，他必须要在这个国家穆斯林国家执一个堂，就是说建立一个教会，并且这个教会里面有30个受浸归入主名下的前穆斯林教的人。
So the graduation requirement for this seminary is every single student when they're ready to graduate, they have to build a church, and in their church at least 30 pre-Muslim.Will be has been baptized in that church.
所以每一个毕业生坐在这边，就代表在印尼这个国家面有一个教会，有30个穆斯林教的人已经受浸归入耶稣基督的名下。
So for every single graduate student, that means there is a new church being built, and at least 30 Muslims become a Christian in that country.
而那一天坐在他们毕业生当中的有2个没来。
And in that day, there were 2 people did not show up.
那是因为他们在建堂的过程当中，他们丧失了自己的性命。
That is because when they built their church, they lost their own life.
这样的事情叫那个弟兄非常的震撼。
So this brother was very touched.
叫我也很震撼。
I'm very shocked too.
我不仅要问说，到底他们所信的，他们所信的基督教，他们所信的跟我有什么不同？
So that makes me really think, what is the difference between what they believe and what I believe?
是什么可以让他们这么认真，这么有勇气，为着信仰而活？
What can bring them be so serious and then so boldless to live in their life?
那我想今天在这个点上，我们做一些彼此的鼓励。
So that's I hope to share this part with everyone.
来看看，也看看神的话。跟这样的生活，这种无畏哈，一个无畏的性跟无畏的生活有什么关系
？And so we also look at what God's word has something to do with this kind of life.
我介绍两个字，可能其中一个字大家不是很多人认识，叫做 audacious.
So I'm going to introduce 2 words. One word you might not be familiar with is audacious.
我小孩听到这个题目，他说：“妈妈，为什么你要用这么大的字
？”And when my kid heard this word and say, "Mom, why do you want to use such a big word?"
你不能简单点吗
？Can you use something simple?
但我想说，我好像很难找另外一次表达一些感觉，所以我就把用了这两个字。
But I cannot find other word to really express my feelings, so I decided to use this word.
我来解释一下什么叫 authentic.
So I'm going to introduce what's authentic.
是再往上面。 对，谢谢。所谓的一个 authentic 就是它真实，它是没有虚伪的。
And the authentic is generous and it's authentic.
它是表里一致的。
So it's conforming inside and out.
它是符合起初那个该有的样子。
It's conforming to the original.
所以你看到他说符合起初的，让我想到说啊，主耶稣那时候人来试探耶稣有关于休妻的事，对不对？在马太福音十九章。
So I think about this conform to the original. Then I start thinking about when the Jews went to Jesus, they asking about
divorce.
It's a divorce. About divorce.
那主耶稣说，摩西主人里面是因为你们心硬，但起初并不是这样，是不是
？So Jesus told them, say Moses allow you to divorce is because you harden your heart. It's not from the original.
所以现在我们的生活，或许我们的宗教生活，是不是跟当初神所传给主耶稣所传的有差异？
So today, what we live our life in belief is that the same as what original Jesus told us to live with.
我身为一个基督徒，跟我的生活跟起初使徒所过的那个日子，是不是有不一样
？I am a Christian, and in my life is that the same as the disciples' life back then.
那真实无伪也讲到一个不是假冒的。
And authentic is also talk about something is that imitate.
让我想到说耶罗波安为了要抓住百姓的心、啊、当他跟犹大分开来以后成为一个北国，他为了要抓住百姓的心、啊、他就不愿意他们在每年有几次回到耶路撒冷去。
So that let me think about Zerubbabel. He was when he started the Israel when it started the north country and he did not want people, the Jews went back to the southern.
他就好像 copy 了 Jerusalem 在耶路撒冷，在后来在他所在地方两个城里面建造丘坛，是不是？
So he, he doesn't want his people. He did not want his people back to the southern. So he built the altar in the uphill.
那这是记载在《列王记上》十二章。
So this way is from the First King chapter 12.
那这样子百姓就可以方便不用上耶路撒冷，而继续留在撒玛利亚敬拜神，所谓的敬拜神。
So the people in Samaria, they don't have to go to the south country. They can be convenient to worship God.
外表看起来好像是这么有点像耶路撒冷那个样子。
From the surface, it looks like Jerusalem.
他也立凡民做祭司。
And he also made people to become a priest.
但是他这么做，的确，圣经说耶罗波安的罪，他使百姓落在耶罗波安的罪里面。
So in here, in Bible tell us he has made people sin in Jeroboam's.
这一个外面的敬拜。是在神眼中看是假的，是冒充的。
The outward worship in God's eye is fake.
不是神要的。
It's not what God wants.
那还有一个定义，我发现很有意思，叫 obsolete， 陈旧的，好像过时的。
Yeah, and then the other meaning is obsolete.
让我想到说，是不是这样一个作为一个人，作为一个基督徒一个透明的生活，一个真实的生活。
So that makes me think about to be a Christian, live a real life.
在现在的世代已经非常的稀少。
And live the real life and transparent life is very rare in this world.
那圣经里面其实有许多的例子。
And in Bible there are many examples.
我们看到大卫王是一个真实的人，是一个透明的人。
We see the King David, he is authentic, he is a transparent person.
他表达他的感情在诗篇里面是真实的。
And what he expressed his feeling in song is real.
他的认罪是认真的，是彻底的。
When he repented is authentic, it's real.
他对神的敬畏跟信心是绝对的。
And his fear of God, his faith to God is true.
那在新约里面我们也看到提摩太，是不是保罗说提摩太他有一个无伪的信心。
And in New Testament we also saw Timothy and Paul say he has a sincere faith.
那相反呢，我们看到耶稣常说法利赛人是不是假冒为善。
And also, Jesus also talk about the Pharisee and they are fake.
所以说了这么多，我在想说，我们是不是可以问一问自己，身为一个基督徒
？So I say so many, and let's ask ourselves, being a Christian,
我是不是表里一致的
？Am I, and I conform the inside and out?
还是我的聚会生活跟我的私人生活是分是脱节的
？Or my Christian life and my personal daily life are different.
我所以为我所信的跟我活出来的是不一样的。
What I believe and what I live are different.
我口里所说的跟我所做的是不一样的。
What I say and what I do are different.
好多时候我们来到教会好像也需要戴一个面具。
Sometimes we feel we need to wear a mask to church.
那这件事情我感谢神在特别带我出来服侍主的时候。
In this one, I thank the Lord.
我跟神讲，我说主啊，我的不是我做什么，而是我的生命是一个本身是一个服侍。
And I thank the Lord when I serve. I told God, it's not what I do, it's what my life is a service.
一个本来很在乎人的感觉的人。
And I used to be care about how people feel.
我做了一个决定，我说主啊，我要让我的生命像一个敞开的书。
When I make a decision, I say, Lord, I want to make my life like an open book.
这个中间发生什么事情，你有权可以把它用在任何的方式、任何的地方来用。
So whatever happened in my life, you can use it in anywhere.
这不包括我所谓好像得胜的地方。
And this is not only about me being sanctified.
更多的时候是我失败的地方。
And many places is where I fail.
那我们来看看 audacious, 无畏的。
And the second word we want to see is audacious.
所谓的无畏的，也就是他愿意赔上、摆上一切所有的。
So audacious means he is willing to give everything.
他不是说只要是对的，只要是他有认为是对的事情，他就愿意全力以赴。
That means whatever he feels is right, and he will full hearted do it.
即使这样的事情都好像看起来不是照着常理的。
And even those things is not ordinary.
他是一个不顾性命的。
And this is a basically not care about that.
所以作为一个基督徒，只要主你说，我头破血流，上刀山下下什么？
上山下海
油锅。
So whatever is right for the Lord, doesn't matter where I go. It's go to the mountain, go down to the ocean, and I do it.
Great. 都在所不惜。
And I don't care about what it costs.
所以我的信心，我信神有多少，我所活出来的，我的勇气就应该有多少。
So whatever I believe, that will be whatever I live my life.
我觉得这件事情对我来讲实在非常难。
And this is really hard for me.
我觉得你们可能觉得很奇怪。我从小我是一个很怕痛的人。
And you might feel that very strange because I'm afraid of painful.
很怕针
and afraid of needles.
小时候去卫生所打预防针全卫生所我外婆说就听到你一根猪叫。
And so when I was little, I went to the clinic and get the shot. And my grandma said the whole clinic can just hear you screaming.
感冒去看医生，还没到医生那边坐计程车，肚子已经紧张的痛得不得了。
And wherever I went to see the doctor, even just for the cold, and when I'm on the taxi, I already feel so painful.
到现在，我每次去看牙科那是我闭着眼睛拼命背圣经的时候。
And wherever I go see the dentist, that is the time I close my eyes and try to recite all the Bible verses.
但你知道我发现一件事情。
But I noticed one thing.
我如果主如果说文慧，我要你去这个地方，我要你做什么，我是真的准备为主，我真的死都在所不惜，我不是随便说的，我是真的。
But I noticed one thing. When God told me, Vivian, I want you to go there do something.And I am willing to do it, even give away my life. I'm willing to do it.
所以如果你去哪个地方要短靴，那我一定会去的。
So wherever you want to go for the mission trip, I will go.
可是我有一个很大的怕。
But I'm scared.
你知道我怕什么？
Do you know why I'm scared?
我最怕的是怕人。
I afraid of people.
The fear of man.
The fear of man.
我不知道你们有谁跟我一样。
And I don't know who just like me.
我觉得我是最糟糕的。
I think I'm worse.
我很怕得罪人。
I'm afraid to against people.
我很怕让人心里觉得难过。
And I am I'm afraid that I make other people feel sad.
我也很怕就说总是想说别人怎么想我，怎么说我。
And I always worry about how people look at me.
你知道，在我服侍主出来全时间之前。
And before I become full-time serve the Lord.
我就在想，我就在怕主啊，我从来没有因为不是搬家而离开一个教会的。
So I'm afraid because I never leave a church, I left church all because I moved.
我在原来的教会有很重的服事。
I have very heavy service in my old church.
那我们教会非常保守。
And our church was very conservative.
并不赞成基督今天基督教很多的一些聚会的方式。
They disagree with many gathering methods in the current church.
所以有人会觉得我离经叛道。
So some people think I am disobeying the whole church.
你知道我心里面很担心，我说主啊，我是不是会绊倒弟兄姊妹？我要怎么说？
So I was so worried. I worry I become the stumble block for brothers and sisters.
主很清楚跟我讲一件事。
And the Lord made very clear to me.
他说文慧，如果你怕得罪人，你如果怕人，你就不要服侍我。
And Lord told me very clearly. He said, Vivian, if you fear of men, then don't serve me.
在过去的五年里面
，In the last five years，
特别是前面三年
，Particularly the first three years，
我真的有很多的惧怕。
I have many fear in my heart.
我常常觉得我做不好。
And many times I don't think I do well.
我常常觉得说，我一听见哪一个人有需要，或者这个地方觉得做不好，我就想要赶快把这个地方做好。
And wherever I heard somebody has a need or whatever part I did not do well, I just want to jump in and make it work.
我很想，我很爱孩子们，但是我也想说，用什么样的方式，就是让他们觉得舒服一点。
And I love kids, and I always wonder, I always thinking about what would be the best way to make them feel comfortable.
怎么样让我周围的人带着他们爱主，可是不要太让他们太觉得辛苦。
And I try to bring all the people surround me to love the Lord, but I don't want to bring any extra work, extra hard work for them.
时间不够让我述说我在那一个罪怕人的那个罪的里面服侍有多痛苦。
And there's not enough time for me to describe how sufferer I was when I serve, when I fear of men.
其实我怕人真正是什么？是为自己，对不对
？And actually, when I fear of men, it's for myself.
你知道我大女儿七岁的时候
，When my older daughter, when she was seven.
所以那是很久以前哈。有一天我晚上跟她躺在一块儿。
And that's many years ago. One day I lie with her.
那段时间我很灰心。
And that time I was very depressed.
很自责。
And I blame myself.
就觉得说，哎呀，我是一个很糟的姊妹。
And I feel I'm a worthless sister.
我做的服侍的很差。
And whatever I serve so badly.
然后我教导孩子呢，那么辛苦，也没有把他们教导好。
And I teach my kids, I don't think I teach them well.
我觉得很失败。
I feel I failed.
今天晚上柔柔就问我说：“妈妈，你好像不太高兴。”
So Eunice asked me, "Mom, you seem sad."
我就跟她解释说，什么叫完美主义？什么叫做好像我好像很需要看到成绩，或者我好像寻求完美，好像什么事情我需要把它做好，没有做好我就很难过，好像我很有责任心。
So I explained to her what is a perfectionist.And why I want to see this is the result. When the result is not perfect and I don't feel good, it seems like I'm a very responsible person.
Yeah, 所以我对他说我是，这不用翻译，就是 idealistic, performance oriented, and perfectionist. 然后他听完了以后，他就没说话。
And after she heard what I say, and she did not say any word.
过了不知道多久。
It doesn't, After a long time,
你知道我们家这个巴兰的驴子，神就用它说话了。
And so, God used the donkey of Balaam.
七岁的孩子哦
，She's seven.
他说：“妈妈
，Say mom.
Could it be? 有没有可能是你的骄傲
？Could it be your pride?
他是很谦卑的问，是不是你的骄傲
？She's very humble.
我吓了一跳。
Could be your pride.
我想把事情做好，怎么跟骄傲有关系呢
？So I was shocked, and I just want to do things well. What does that mean to pride?
他说：“妈妈，有没有可能你要把事情做好，所以你要别人都说你好
And she said, could it be you want to do it well, so everybody say you are good.
我发现那实在是我的弱点。
I found out that's my weakness.
那我很感谢神。
So I thank the Lord.
在真光这五年。
In the last 5 years in true light.
神叫我一层一层皮的脱。
So God peered me layer by layer.
神不断的光照。
He brings light to my life.
你做的每一件事情，说的每一句话，你到底是在惧怕人的里面，还是在圣灵里面的无畏 audacious?
So He brings the light to me, and everything I do, every word I say, is that because I fear of man or because I'm audacious in the Lord?
感谢神在这个暑假，他做了更多的事。
He says, Lord, He do even more things this summer.
我可以越来越勇敢。
I can be brave.
不太在乎别人怎么想。
Not to care about what people say.
但是必须要是做对的事。
But only in the right thing.
那在圣经里面，我们看到何西阿。
So we see Hosea in the Bible.
何西阿为着顺服主，他真的是不计一切代价。
So Hosea doesn't, he obeys God. He doesn't care what it costs.
他的婚姻都把他放在神的手中。
His marriage he put in God's hands.
我们看到大卫的30个勇士。
We saw David's the 30 soldiers of David.
为着大卫得国的。
And those 30 bring the country to him.
我们看到那些利未人。
We saw those Levites.
他们怎么蒙召呼来出来服侍神
？How they been called by God and serving?
是当他们敢站在神这一边，而遵摩西的话，拿刀去杀他们的家人、亲兄弟。
That was when they are stand on Moses' side and we for kill his brothers for God's word.
当这些人犯罪的时候
，When those people sin.
我觉得这是神的仆人最大的一个警惕，是不是能够这样在神面前存着无畏的心来服侍
？This is a warning for us. Can we serve the Lord audacious?
但相反的，你发现那一个扫罗
，But on the
扫罗王
，On the other hand, you see the king Saul.
因为怕人的声音
，Because he afraid his fear of the
因为要得人的心
，He want to gain what people.People's heart.
没有听神的话就擅自献祭，是不是
？So he did not listen to God's word and he just gives the offering.
这些实在是我们的警惕。
So those are warning.
弟兄姊妹，过一个真实。
So brother and sister, live in an authentic life.
一个勇敢。
Living an audacious life.
因着神的话说，我就做。
And we do because God says so.
不计一切代价的。
We don't care what it costs.
我的敬拜，我的里面跟我的外面是一致的。
In my worship, the inside and outside are the same.
这样的事情何等的重要。
That's very important.
是父的心要的。
It's what our Father wants.
我们发现在约翰福音的第四章。
We found in the Verse in John chapter 4.
耶稣特别到井旁去找到那个撒玛利亚妇人，是不是
？So he found this woman, the Samaritan woman, on the well, that close next to the well.
很多时候，当我们读这个故事的时候，我们注意到说，哦，她曾经有五个丈夫，现在跟她住在一起还不是她的丈夫。
And when we read this one, we notice they say she had 5 husbands, but now what she lived.Was not her husband.
我们就定她为是一个坏女人。
So we call her a bad woman.
或者我们注意到说，主耶稣要表达的是要那个要把那个活水来赐给她。
Or we notice what the Jesus wanted to give him is the living water.
所以我们也拿此来传福音说，信耶稣啊，水是个泉源在里面，要直涌到永生，是不是
？So we
永远不可。
This one to preach to gospel, we say whenever you believe in the Lord and the living water will be.In you forever.
但如果我们再把这个故事读得仔细一点
But if we read more detail on the story,
你会发现说不仅在外面这个女人的遭遇跟行为表达她心里面魂里面一个饥渴
And then we can read the woman is not only the outward and also inward. This story tells his the hunger.
需要用外面的丈夫跟水来满足
And so she needs the husbandAnd waters to satisfy her.
但是你有没有发现，这个女人的里面，她有一个对真实、对敬拜的一个渴慕。
And did you notice she has a hunger to for the true worship?
所以当主耶稣 来显明说，来指出她五个丈夫的事情，来显明她是一个先。这个女人说，哦，那你是一个先知。
So when Jesus used her five husbands to talk to the woman, and the woman said, oh, you are a prophet.
你有没有注意她的第一个问题是什么？
Do you notice what's the first question?
你发现耶稣跟她对话的时候，她对耶稣的认识开始渐进，对不对？从一个犹太的男人到现在，她觉得耶稣是一个先知了。
So from it's a little by little, and she thought Jesus was a man, a Jewish man, and then now know he is a prophet.
他问主耶稣第一个问题。
So he asked the first question,
就是我们到底要在哪里敬拜是对的。
And so the first question she asked, where should we worship? That would be the right place to worship.
我们祖宗在这山上，你们说要在耶路撒冷，到底在哪里？如果你是先知，告诉我。
So our ancestors tell us in this uphill, but you guys say you have to be in Jerusalem. If you are a prophet, show me where to worship.
那甚至到后面他会说，我知道那个要成为弥赛亚的要来。
And even later she said, I know Messiah is coming.
弟兄姊妹，这个女人不仅是认识圣经的。
So this woman not only know Bible.
就最基本的敬拜好了。
So very even the basic worship.
你发现她里面那个是她一直想要知道的问题。
So that is the question she wants to know.
简单的这两句话，如果你再去细读，你可以感觉到，在这个外面好像一个坏女人的里面，有一个很深的，向着有这一位神的一个渴望。
So just a simple two questions, two words. You know, outward it looks like a bad. This woman is bad, but inward she has a hunger for.God.
她真巴不得她能够做一个对的事情。
So she is willing to do the right thing.
这就是她的挣扎。
That is her struggle.
但是她在外面的敬拜。
But whatever her outward worship.
跟她里面的渴望，对不起，她里面想要做一个对的事情。
And inward she wants to do she has a hunger to do the right thing.
跟她外面的生活是脱节的。
And her outward life is separate.
是一个 compartmentalized, 是一个区隔化的。
It's compartmentalized, it's totally separate.
弟兄姊妹，有没有一点像今天许多基督徒的生活？
Brother and sister, is that like some of Christian's life?
有没有一点像有一些的聚会？
Does that look like some of our gathering?
我们有外面的形式。
We have the form outside.
我们有什么时候哪一天该做什么事情
we have like which day what we need to do
可是在我们的里面
but inward
是我们有敬拜神的渴慕
yes we have the hunger for God
我们有对神的渴慕
we have hunger for God
可是我们一旦离开了聚会
but wherever we leave the gathering place
你发现我们的生活我们做的决定我们整个人的导向是跟我们在神的面前生活是分开的。
So whenever we go out, and you can notice sometimes our life, our way, and our decision is separate from God.
所以耶稣在这边说一个很重要的话。
So Jesus said a very important word here.
他说：“时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。”神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So Jesus in here say, yet a time is coming and have now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshipper the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth.
弟兄姊妹，你知道圣经里面神说话的时候一定是有两次的原则。
And there are two rules when God says in the Bible.
The principle of doublets.
Okay, the principle of the doublet.
也就是说，神要说的话呢，他总至少他会说两次。
And that means what God wants to say, He will say at least twice.
所以你发现有些话在旧约说了，新约把它阐明。
And so some word you see is say in the Old Testament, and then it's explained in the New Testament.
或者在同一章、同一节里面同样的话，再会再重复。
Or in the same chapter, same verse, and then repeat the same word.
那并且在圣经上所读的话，神要再把它说在我们的里面。
And also what we read in the Bible, and God will say in our heart.
如果在这短短的一节，主耶稣说了两次用心灵和诚实拜他，请问这一件事情重不重要？
And if in this verse, and God said twice, Jesus said twice, in spirit and truth.To worship Him is this important?
这个不是只是在外面的。
This is not only outward.
是我这个全人成为一个敬拜。
And it's talk about my whole person become a worship.
所以敬拜不是在我唱诗的时候。
So worship is not only doing I sing the song.
敬拜不是我在讲道的时候。
It's not doing the sermon.
敬拜也不是我在听到或者读圣经的时候。
It's not only when I hear the sermon or I read Bible.
敬拜是 24/7, 每周七天，每天24小时，
worship,
无时无刻。
Worship is all the time, 24/7, all the time.We worship.
我整个人是一个敬拜。
My whole body is a worship.
所以我这样子在神的面前，我必须是在一个真实的里面。
So my whole being have to be in truth.
在诚实的里面。
And in truth.
在真理。
In authentic.
In truth. Yes. 好。那所以我就想说，也许我们可以问一问自己。
So maybe we can ask ourselves.
我们是不是全人敬拜？
Are we worship with our whole being?
甚至当我们坐在这边唱诗的时候，是不是在一个真理、诚实的里面，是没有虚伪的？
So even we sing worship song, are we in this? Are we authentic and in truth to sing the song?
弟兄姊妹，你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand what I mean?
你明白我的意思吗？
Do you understand?
不是我外面做什么。
It's not what I do outward.
是我真的成为我所信的。
And it's I become what I believe.
我真的活我所信的。
I live what I believe.
所以主耶稣要来找到他。
So Jesus come find her.
使他真的，使他不再成为 compartmentalized 一个区隔化的人。
So she is not compartmentalized.
所以你发现他的信耶稣是这么的完全，那么彻底。
So what she believe is so deeply and complete.
不仅丢下了他的水桶
，not only drop her bucket，
并且他去为主做见证
，and then she witness for God.
这么透明
，very transparent，
这么勇敢。
Very brave.
我实在觉得有一些事情，我实在得向他学。
And I feel I need to learn from her.
那我想，这些只不过是我觉得是一个鼓励，是我一个心愿。
So those are some encouragement and what my will.
我真的先盼望我自己在神的面前，在人的面前是一个透明的。
And I hope I will be transparent in God and in people.
我所说的是我所做的是我所活的
And whatever I say is what I live
我所说的是因为我曾经经历了或是主正在教我一件事情
And what I say is what I experience and what God is teaching me
而且那么勇敢
And brave
那怎么样能够回归到这样一个真实无畏的信仰的生活
And how can I return to this authentic and audacious life
第一件事情
First thing
就是要悔改，回到神的话。
First thing is repent and repent to God's word.
你发现，我们来读一下这个圣经节，在诗篇119篇37节。
Let's read Psalm 119:37.
他说：“求你叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。”
And this one say, "Turn my eye away from worthless things. Give me life through your word."
叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。
Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Give me life through your word.
我常常在带青少年的时候，或者想教会的时候。
And sometimes when, often when I lead youth or I think about the church.
不仅想说我到底要怎么样把他们带到完完全全带到神的面前。
And not only think about how do I bring them to the in front of God completely.
我也在回想到底今天的我到底是什么让我知道怎么服侍，或者是什么叫做，就是我这一切的知识，说今天我的基督徒的生活是从哪里来的。
And sometimes I often also think about what my Christian life come from.
我一直以为说啊，那是因为我看见了，我在一个复兴的一个教会正常的光景，该怎么敬拜，该怎么服侍，该怎么敬畏主里面长大，所以见什么样就学什么样。
So I always thought it's because I grew up in the revival church, so I see what is a A service. So that's how I learn, and that's how I serve today.
或者是因为我一生里面好几次遇见神圣灵厉害的充满。
And all is because many times I have filled by Holy Spirit.
或者是某一些人在我的身上，我看着他们怎么服侍，怎么翻译啊，不知不觉当中，我学到他们服侍的态度。
Or is the for some people how they serve, how they translate, and that's how I learn how to serve.
所以我在想说，我们要怎么样给年轻人看到这样一个。一个样板。
So I always wonder how can I make our youth to see this kind of a sample, the example.
最近就在眼睛开刀之后。
And when I had my eye surgery.
神在我里面有一个很深的光照。
And God bring a light to my life.
我在开刀前一天。
The day before my surgery.
一直到我最我知道我大概有两个礼拜可能看不见。
And I know I probably won't be able to see for 2 weeks.
我忽然间觉得我很想念圣经。
So I feel like I miss the Bible.
所以当我打开那天最后一天读圣经的时候。
So in that day I read the Bible.
我就是这样摸着圣经读的。
So I touch the Bible and read it.
我忽然间对圣经有个很大的不舍。
And so I feel like I'm so attached to Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这不是因为我是一个很读经的人。
And brother sister, it's not because I'm a person who read Bible all the time.
是因为平常我想什么时候读经就可以什么时候读经。
It's because in the past wherever I want to read Bible, I can read Bible.
但我这几年太忙了。
But I was too busy.
我已经好久没有把圣经从头到尾读完一次。
So it has been a long time I did not read Bible from the beginning to the end.
我读经。
So I read Bible.
我查经。
I study Bible.
神说话。
God says.
我也有话可以说。
And so I have a word to say.
但是太长的时间。
But many times, for a long time.
我没有好好整体的把圣经从头到尾再把它查考一遍。
For a long time, I did not read the Bible from the beginning to the end to study the Bible.
所以当我开刀之后
，So after my surgery,
那我就开始听一些圣经的讲章讲道。
So after my surgery, I listened to the sermon, I listened to the Bible reading.
我常常为我自己、为青少年、为我的孩子有一个祷告，说：神啊，求你在我们里面创造一个对你话的渴慕，你必须要来创造，因为这个天然的人是没有的。
So I pray for myself, for our youth, and for the people.And I ask them to have for God to create a hunger in their heart for His word.
我感谢神，第一个经历祷告的答应的是我自己。
And I thank the Lord, the first one experience my prayer is myself.
在我信主的路上，有曾经有两次有很大的一个在对主话语的渴慕，神的一个大的翻转。
So there are twice in my life I had a big hunger for God's word.And it's a totally turnover.
我爱神的话，我喜欢读他的话，但是那个渴慕，那个很渴很渴的感觉，好像永远不够，好像我要大口大口的吃，那个感觉已经好一阵子没有了。
I love God's word. I love His. I love read His Bible. But it has been a long time. I don't have that huge hunger in my heart. Want to read His word.
上一次这样的渴慕是在。九九年。
Last time I have this kind of hunger was in 98.
那一年我为我的心祷告。
And that year I pray for my heart.
叫神让我能活在光中。
So that me can live in the light.
结果神答应那个祷告，我忽然发现这么多年从小长大那种 depressed 那种在头上那个乌云一下子不见。
So God answered my prayer. So suddenly all those depression in my life.It's all gone.
你要在那之前读经哈，但不是读得很懂。
And before that, when I read Bible, I'm not fully understand.
读得像浆糊。
And it's kind of mess up.
读得很感性。
And it's a very emotion.
所以有一个弟兄笑我说：“你这个读得不像哥林多前书，你读得像文会前书。”
And so my one brother laughed at me and he said, what you read doesn't like the first career theory.
交通的是我的感觉。
And what I fellowship is my own feeling.
不是神的话怎么说。
It's not what God's word.
所以有热心但是没有知识你知道吗
And I have the eager but I don't have the knowledge.
但是那一年忽然之间当我打开圣经的时候哇我就觉得神在说话每一件事情这么清楚原来圣经是这么清楚的。
But after that year, after my prayer and when I read Bible, it's a very clear, it's God's talking is very clear to me.
因为读神的话，神在我的里面开始有个转变。
Because read God's word, so I have a transform.
神光照我的骄傲。
God light up to my pride.
我很长的时间连一句话都不敢说。
And so many times I
我不敢在教会里讲话。
I'm afraid to say anything.
我不敢做分享。
I'm afraid to share.
我也不敢做见证。
And I don't want to do. I'm afraid to be tested.
因为我生怕我讲的任何一个字。不是为着神，而是为着偷偷的里面有为着自己。
And because I'm afraid whatever I say is not for God, it's just for myself.
弟兄姊妹，那是1998年、99年。
That is in 1998.
对不起，97年。
Sorry, 1997.
那年我愿意，神你的话怎么说，我就怎么做。
In that year, I'm willing to say, God, whatever you say, and I will do it.
主，你说你不要负债，或是主一切要诚实。我跟人超商量，我们把房子卖了。
So, and God say we should not have debt, we have to be truth.
因为那个房子是父母亲，人超的父母亲做 down payment 买的。
And because that house was paid, the down payment was from James's brother.
是弟兄，弟，我们的 broker 是一个教会的弟兄。
Our broker is a brother in church.
在那个年头，很多人做贷款是做假的。
And in that year, many people, when they get a loan, it's a fake.
他的那个 income.都是作假的。
And whatever in the loan, the application, the income is fake.
所以当初，还没有结婚前，他们买这个，我们买这个，他们买这个房子的时候。
So before we got married and they bought this house.
在收入的那一行上面没有很真实，而且是弟兄说大家都这么做，你就这么做吧。
And in the loan application, the income.It's not truth. And, but the brothers say, everybody do the same way, so just do it.
任超还说，我才开始工作，我没有这 income, 怎么可以做这样的事情？但是他也没有决定的权。
And James say, I just start working and now I don't have the right to make this kind of decision. But he doesn't have the right.
97年我的婆婆在我们家在她的癌症过世。
And in 97, my mother-in-law died on cancer.
后来我公公没留下来，他回台湾了。
And my father-in-law went back to Taiwan.
一直等到我们知道爸妈不会再回来住在这个房子里面。
And when we know our parents won't come back to Taiwan.
我们已经住在别的城市。
We live in another city.
我跟任超决定要在这件事上有对付。这个房子是不诚实买来的，我们必须要把它处理掉。
So I told James, because we have to deal with the house, that this is not purchased with honor, so we have to.
所有爱我们的都说我们是傻瓜。那时候在这么的 recession 的里面。
And everybody who love us, they say we are idiot because this is during the recession.
他们说，如果到今天你没卖的房子，你早就 well off 了。
And they say if you did not sell the house back then, today you will be well off.
但我跟任超没有后悔。
But we did not regret.
从那以后。
From that point on.
我们从来没有自己的房子，直到去年主给我们一个。
We never have our own house until last year.
弟兄姊妹，你要照神的话做，你发现需要勇气。
And brothers and sisters, you need to have the courage from if you want to follow God.
有的时候要像三文鱼一样逆流的，是不是
？Sometimes you like a salmon, it's a go against the current.
可是当你顺服的时候，神的话就不断的向你说，不断的发光。
But whenever you submission and God's word will talk, God will talk to you and His word bring light to you.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要过一个真实的基督徒的生活
，Brothers and sisters, if we want to have authentic Christian life,
我们不能离开神的话
，We cannot leave God's word.
你们记不记得在列王记里面那个约西亚王
？Do you remember in the first in the kings, the second kings and King?
在王下22-23章列王记下
in the second Corinthians chapter 22 and 23
他8岁做王
and he became the king when he was 8
当他想要修复耶和华的殿的时候
when he want to rebuild the temple
就有人找到了律法书
someone found the book of law.
拿来给王看。
So bring that to the king.
读给王听。
Read to the king.
王一听就撕裂了衣服。
So when the king heard it and he tore his garment.
他说原来神的话说得这么清楚。
So he said, oh, God's word is very clear.
原来今天我们这么多的苦难是因为我们违背了神的话。
And we have suffering so much because we disobey God's word.
所以他把全国上下圣经说老的少的全部招来。
So he gathered all the people in his country.
王自己站着。
And the king standing.
读律法书
Read the book of law.
然后带着全国有一个改革
And so reform for the whole country.
并且不仅把那些偶像丘坛除掉
And he break all those idols and the uphill temple.
并且向耶和华守逾越节
And do the Passover.
圣经说再也没有像他这样的一王这么尽心尽意的爱神守他的话。
Bible say there's no other king like him to follow.
遵行耶和华律法他不偏左也不偏右。
And he obey God's word, doesn't go left or right.
圣经说从士师的时候到约西亚王作王这个时候是第十八年了这怎么长的这么长的一段时间从来没有这样守向耶和华守过逾越节。
So Bible say from the judges all the way to Josiah, the king Josiah, for so many years, and there's no one really follow God's word.
从约书亚死了以后，士师时代开始到约西亚王第十八年，你知道有多长的时间吗
？Do you know from the this is the time from the Joshua passed away all the way till the king Josiah?You know how many years there?
你们能猜猜有多长的时间
？Can you guess how long is for those years?
745年。
It's more than 740 years.
745年。
It's about 745 years.
神的子民再也没有向神守这样逾越节，纪念他在埃及所做的事。
And for God's people has not celebrate the Passover, and no one remember.God's work in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的话进来，能够带进真正的悔改，真正的生活。
So brothers and sisters, only when God's word enters, that will bring the true repentance.
所以当我眼睛没有看见的时候，主很清楚的光照我。
So when I could not see, and God bring the light to me.
主说，不仅我很长一段时间没有好好的。有系统的一遍一遍读主的话。
God say it's not only I did not read Bible, a systematic.
主说你把圣经教导年轻人是，你是教圣导圣经给别人。
And God say yes, you teach Bible to the youth.
But you did not teach the whole Bible. 你没有教，你没有传给他们整本的圣经。
But you did not teach the whole Bible.
我今天讲这个好像是一个。我不知道大家听起来是什么感觉。
I don't know how you feel when you read what I share today.
但主光照我的时候。
But when God bring the light to me.
其实我这段时间是不可以哭，但这段时间掉了最多的眼泪。
And actually, I should not cry, but this is the time I have more tears than any other time.
我在神的面前悔改。
And I repent in front of God.
神啊，我没有把整本的圣经传给青少年。
God, I did not give the whole Bible to our youth.
我找很多很好的，我觉得好的教材给他们。
I found many good materials, teaching materials.
我拿一些的书卷，我希望引起他们读圣经的兴趣。
I bring some book. I wish to bring, make them interested to read Bible.
但圣经66卷书到底在讲什么？
But what has been taught in the 66 books in Bible?
新约怎么解释了旧约？
How does New Testament explain the Old Testament?
神的心意从旧约到新约，创世纪到启示录怎么样，而且没有改变。
And from the beginning of the Bible to the end, what God's will?
神的话怎么说
？What God's word say?
弟兄姊妹，我没有系统的教给他们。
Brother and sister, I did not systematic to teach our youth.
每一年有些孩子毕业。
And some kids graduate.
每一年我都问我自己同样的问题。
Every year I ask the same question.
我帮他们预备好了吗
？Do I prepare them？
我的答案永远是 no。
My answer always no。
因为我没有把神的话给他们。
Because I did not give them God's word.
弟兄姊妹，这现实像不像？我不知道你，我知道我们当中有很多很爱主的话，真的是读主话的人。
I know many of you love God's word.
弟兄姊妹，什么事情可以叫一个年轻人，可以叫我们远离这样的属世或者 compartmentalized 的生活？
So what can bring our youth or bring us away from those compartmental lives?
如果不是主的话，
if it's not because God's word.
我记得曾经彭牧师说过，跟我讲过一句话。
I remember Pastor John told me some words.
或在长职里面讲过一句话。
In the deacon board.
他说 ，just teach them God's word.
He said, just teach them God's word.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会有时候觉得好像神的话不够？
And do you, brothers and sisters, do you sometimes feel God's word is not enough?
当我服侍青少年的时候，
when I serve the youth,
我把我辅导的经验带进来，
I bring my guiding to them.
我把我一些好像边聆听圣灵，随着圣灵的引导来辅导他们这种技术经验带进来。
So I bring up the technique on how to follow the Holy Spirit to them.
不管是私下或在聚会面，我也用一些我觉得找到最好的东西给他们。
And so in privately or in the gathering, I bring them what I feel is the best for them.
但是你如果问这些孩子们
，But you ask those youth,
你拿一件事情你问他们，主的话怎么说
？And when you bring a thing to them, ask them what does the Bible say?
他可能有一些的印象。
He might have some impression.
他说不出来一个所以然。
But they cannot say very clearly.
就对现在同性恋的事情。
Even talk about the gay rights.
或是弟兄姊妹，当时有一个姊妹信主问你说，我现在没有受浸，我是不是一个基督徒？你怎么回答？
Or when someone asks you, say, I did not baptize, am I a Christian? How do you answer?
你发现我们常常用很多我们的感觉。
And sometimes we speak with
our feelings. 我们听过的道。
Or whatever we heard from the sermon.
或者我们怕得罪人。
Or we afraid to against men.
我真的很，我前段时间我很畏惧。其实在这几年呢，这五年里面，神已经不断向我说，文慧你要回到圣经。他每次都告诉我圣经怎么说。
So recently I'm very fearful because in the last 5 years, and God continued to remind me.Vivian, you need to bring back the Bible.
所以，如果记得几年前开始，我跟你们提到 the truth, 对不对 ？Inconvenient truth,
and inconvenient.
跟你们谈一些，就是到底圣经怎么说
？And in the past, we talk about some inconvenient truth. What does the Bible say?
弟兄姊妹，我们离不开神的话。
And brothers and sisters, we cannot leave God's word.
因为神的话，只有神的话能带进一个真实的生活。
Because only God's word can bring authentic life.
而且神说他的话一出，是不是他不是只是当初用他的话来创造天地，到如今只要他的话一说出来，弟兄姊妹从来都不会突然返回，必要做成他的工。
So God's word is not only create the whole world, and wherever God speaks, it will not return until it accomplishes its goal.
我们必须要回到真正的福音。
We need to go back to the truth.
我们要必须要回到圣经。
We need back to Bible.
回到起初。
We need to back to the initial.
使徒行传不是2000年前的事。
Acts is not the things that happened 2000 years ago.
使徒们的生活。
The life for the disciples.
使徒们所行的事。
So for what disciples do.
更重要，使徒们所传的信息。
And the message they deliver.
2000年到主再来都不会变的。
From 2000 years ago till the Lord's second coming, it won't change.
那样的福音才能真正的救人。
That is the true gospel can save people's
life. 弟兄姊妹，我很担心，因为我自己面一直蒙主的光照，我们的传福音是传的一半的。
And brothers and sisters, I'm so worried because God light up me, our gospel is only halfway.
我们的福音是不全备的。
We are not complete gospel.
我们福音的方式跟内容是讨人的，让人觉得欢心得安慰的。
The content of our gospel is to try to make people feel comfortable and comfortable.
我们很少 confront 说神的话，你的生活跟神的话怎么说。
We barely confront what your life and God's word is different.
福音不是叫我们上天堂而不下地狱，这不叫福音。
Gospel is not just tell us to go to heaven, not go to the hell.
什么是真正的福音？
What is true gospel?
一个真正的福音是一个原来为死，这个就是原来不能够自主的人，为罪的奴仆的人。
And the true gospel is bounded by the sin, the person bound by the sin.
今天不仅有永生的盼望，
not only have forever life,
而且他成为一个自由的人，可以为义活。
And he become a free man, he can live for righteousness.
他可以行出来原来律法所不能行的义。
What he can do, what the law cannot do.
靠着圣灵的大能，靠着神的恩典。
With the power of the Holy Spirit and with the grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，罗马书其实是我们救恩最低的、最根本的根基。
And so, brother and sister, the book of Rome is the foundation of what our belief.
我们今天的生活是建立在罗马书上所产生、所阐明的真理。
And so, what we live the life should be based on the truth described in book of Rome.
可是我们今天
，But today,
我们说你信耶稣，接受主。
We say you believe in the Lord in God, and
就得救了
then you'll be saved.
就有平安喜乐，是不是
？So you have peace and joy.
我们为一人受浸而快乐
，and we are happy when people get baptized.
我们停在那儿
，and we stop right there.
之后，我们天天继续穿上旧人而生活
，and after that we wear out the old me, our old self.
福音在我们身上是没有能力的。
Gospel in our life has no power.
你有没有发现仇敌做什么事情？
Did you know what our enemy do?
弟兄姊妹，我不是责备，我实在是把最近几年下来，特别这段时间，是在我里面的 conviction.
And brother, sister, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just bring out what God's conviction in me.
所以上下礼拜我有机会跟那个三位要受浸的姊妹们，我每一天到他们家跟他们传一些真理的时候，我真的很战惊恐惧。
So 2 weeks ago, when we have 3 sisters baptized, I went to their house. I'm feared.
我有没有传真的福音
？Do I bring the true gospel?
我有没有告诉他什么叫做基督徒
？Do I tell them what is Christian?
你发现仇敌在创世纪做的“神启示真说”这五个字
？And so you will notice in the Bible, in Genesis, it talks about did God really say?
到今天，他仍然做同样的事。
Today, our enemies still do the same thing.
第一个，他叫我们，你叫我们人的天然对神的话就是没有兴趣。
And number one, our nature, our old self, our nature, we are not interested in God's word.
我排在你的前面。
I'm in front of you.
做一个头一个没有兴趣的人。
I am the first person not interested in God's word.
所以我们，然后呢，负责传福音的人，我们的口所传的福音是一半的，是不全的。
And then for those of us who gospel, we are given partial gospel, it's incomplete.
所以我们听了一个不全的福音。
So what we heard is incomplete gospel.
甚至是以人为中心，而不是跟神的话所传的福音有差距，有相当的差距。
And what we deliver is the main base is not God's word.
然后我们又不去读主的话。
Then we don't read God's word.
然后在教会里面，我们又怕得罪弟兄姊妹。
And then we are fear of men in church.
然后我们自己来到教会里面，也摆上一个面具。
And also we wear masks for our word.
我们真的在最终的挣扎，我们不敢说。
And wherever our struggle, we are afraid to tell others.
甚至跟弟兄姊妹在一起说，我真的是对主的话没渴慕哎。你们以为这过去五年听过文慧说，哇，这五年我没有把圣经读过一遍哦。
Have you ever heard Vivian say, in the last 5 years I did not read Bible once, and hear brothers and sisters say, I really not interested in God's word?
或者我们来读经。
Maybe when we read Bible,
我们断章取义。
We only take partial meaning.
照着我们的感觉。
Based on our feeling,
透过我们的文化背景
through our cultural background,
通过我们能够接受不接受那些许许多多的 lens 那些的 镜片来读圣经
based on a lot based on if we can accept those words and through all those lens those filter
你知道以前很多年前在97年前我读生命记的时候我很难苟同我很难读下去
You know, in before 97 when I read the book Deuteronomy It's hard for me to read
可是很奇妙当我在特别在97年然后2002年认识了什么叫真的父的爱父的心之后
But amazingly in 1997 and year 2000 2002. And when I truly, when I really know what is Father's love,
我再来读生命记。
When I read Deuteronomy again,
我只是流着眼泪读。
I read with my tear.
因为我在里面读到每一句话都是父的爱，父的爱，父的爱。
Because every word I read is the Father's love, Father's love, Father's love.
听说我现在发现，不是我做什么，不是我给 youth 什么，能够让他们不随波逐流。
And brothers and sisters, now I really notice it's not what I give to the youth, what I say to youth, so they won't follow this culture.
可以把他们带到神的面前。
That and whatever can bring them to the God.
我其实也没有什么道好讲。
I don't have some message for them.
我只能说我忏悔。
I can only say I repent.
我把神的话从今以后，我高举到最高，这是最高的权威。
So from now on, I'm live up God's word.
不依靠人的聪明。
Not use man's
凭我一些的爱。
And just with my love.
凭我一些的热心。
And with my my heart,
凭我一些的经验
and based on my experience,
我越服事越觉得自己真的到今天，我觉得我很 empty, 我很我真的什么都没有
And the more I serve, the more I feel I'm empty.
我以前觉得我很能很有
And I used to feel I'm capable and I'm available.
Not anymore.
But not anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天的负担
So today my burden.
鼓励大家去读圣经。
Encourage everybody read Bible.
没有别的话。
No other word.
我今年要带着 youth 好好的圣经走一遍。
I want to bring the youth to read Bible.
那我想要教，我今天不想跟大家好像说怎么读经，我简直是呀，我今天我不想谈这些事情，而且我也觉得我很不够。
And I don't want to share how to read Bible. I don't think I'm qualified.
但我想要告诉大家一个方法，让你们开始有兴奋。
But I want to tell you a method so you will get excited.
是我最新的发现。
It's the newest discovery.
做基督徒这么久，最新的发现。
And it's the discovery, the newest discovery.
最后一个 slide.
The last slide.
对不起，倒数第二个。这就是我给大家的一个，也是教会的一个挑战。
So this is a challenge I bring to the church.
今天我不会说，弟兄姊妹，你一天读四章圣经，你一年就可以把圣经读完。
So today I'm not going to tell you, say you read four chapter Bible and in a year you will finish reading Bible.
因为有的时候觉得好像四章都，有些人都觉得太多，是不是都没有时间
？And because sometimes even four chapters seems a lot.
但是我要告诉你们一个很好的方式。
So、I want to tell you a very good method.
我很喜欢圣经出生。
I love to read Bible, read it a lot.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们嘴巴跟声音是有目的的。
And God gives us voice and sound with His purpose.
你在默读
，when you read silently，
跟你的朗读出来是不一样的。
When you read it out，
因为当你用声音说出神的话的时候
，when you use the sound to use the voice to speak God's word，
并且用你的全人全心来。朗诵来读的时候
with your whole body, with your whole heart to read it loud.
哇，魔鬼听得见。
Even the demon can hear.
有时候你一读，哇，仇敌的一个权势，原来的阴暗的东西都不见了。
And when you read, and suddenly all those enemies, the darkness in the enemy, it all disappear.
并且你读出声的时候，你耳朵听见了。
And when you read it out loud, then you hear.
你等于跟你自己再一次传神的话。
And you are preaching God's word to yourself.
你读出声可以帮助你专心的读。
And it can help you focus.
可以帮助你记忆。
So can help you remember.
当然这个方式不是，这只是初期，不是说你只能这样朗读而不能够好好的默读。
This is just that initially it doesn't mean you cannot read silently.
弟兄姊妹，我很想鼓励大家，我很想我们一起来。
So I really want us to do together.
在我们能够把圣经从头到尾至少读一遍之前，你不要断章取义的解释圣经。
So at least before we finish the Bible from the beginning to the end, try not to explain, try not to just take a partial.
你知道我学数学以前学一个理论呢，我如果搞不清楚它是为什么是这样，我就卡在那里。
So when I was when I studied the math, whenever a theory when I don't understand, then I get stuck.
所以我很想告诉弟兄姊妹一个福音。
So I want to tell brother, say sister, a gospel.
每一天不要说我读几章
，and don't say how much I read every day, how many chapters I read every day.
我就固定每一天十五二十分钟，
And we just use 20 minutes per day.
弟兄姊妹，不求理解。
And we don't try to comprehend.
不求理解。
We don't try to comprehend.
不求理解。
One more time, we don't try to comprehend.
只读神的话。
Only read it.
那一天，约西瓦王他们读神的话，就是读，没有人解释的。
And in that day, King Josiah read Bible, it's just reading, nobody give the explanation.
有一次我跟仁超在婚姻关系当中有一点难处。
And once James and I has a hardship in our marriage life.
不是有一点难处，很有难处。
It's a big hardship.
我不想跟他讲话的。
I don't want to talk to him.
本来两个人应该去 San Juan Island 一个 overnight, 我就不要去的。
And we're supposed to go to San Juan Island overnight, but I decided not to go.
除非你道歉，除非你跟我和好，这次绝对不会是我和好，我道歉。
And unless you apologize, unless you make up with me, I won't be the person to put down myself first.
那天 Eunice lead worship, 他带敬拜。
And that day Eunice lead the worship.
他说 ，I was made to worship you. 我这个人的受造就是要来敬拜赞美你。
And Eunice say, I was made to worship.
Okay.那我这样做是不是 worship? 不然不是啊。
What I did is that worship?
我就跟人超说对不起，那我跟你走吧，本来他要自己一个人去了。
So I apologize to James. I'll go with you. Originally, he planned to go by himself.
坐船40分钟是不是？30分钟。
So we take the ferry for 30 minutes.
我没说什么，我们弟兄就说来，我们读诗篇。
And so I did not say any word, but James said,Come, let's read a song.
不是读以弗所书五章怎么做妻子。
It's not about Ephesians chapter 5, how to be a wife.
就是我们就把诗篇打开来。
So we open our Bible and then to song.
他说我念一篇，你念一篇 ，read out loud.
So you say, I read one chapter, you read one chapter, and let's read out loud.
我当然你说读神的话，我绝对不会拒绝，对不对？
我 definitely I won't reject if you want to read Bible.
我们就这么读。
So we just read it.
一篇一篇。一篇一篇的诗篇读
，chapter after chapter, we continue reading.
很奇怪
，amazing.
等到我们坐船坐完以后
，when we finish the ferry,
原来觉得很大的问题的
，why would we think that big problem?
没问题了
，it's gone.
因为神的话不知不觉当中在里面洗涤，在里面洁净
，because God's word cleanses us.
叫我们在婚姻关系当中有一个回转。
So we have a turning point in our marriage.
仁超有个好朋友在加拿大做牧师。
And Jensen is a good friend, is a pastor in Canada.
前一段时间忽然之间教会走了一半的人。
And not long ago, his church have half the people left the church.
教会出现了分裂，是不是？不太记得。
It's probably the separation in the church.
后来牧师跟留下人说怎么办呢
？So the pastor asked all those who stayed and said, "What should we do?"
不知道怎么再把这个教会带起来。
They don't know how to bring back the church.
我们停止讲道。
Well, let's stop give sermon.
每个礼拜天来。
Every Sunday just come to church.
我们就是读诗篇。
Let's do song.
祷告。
And then pray.
读诗篇，祷告。
And read
读圣经，祷告。
Read songs, pray, read Bible.
就是读。
Just read.
弟兄姊妹，读神话的能力，你需要经历。
And brothers and sisters, you need to experience the power of reading God's word.
我做了一些的搜寻。
I do some search.
也做了在家里开始做了这样子的实验。
And I did this experiment at home.
我发现，如果你每这个圣经从头到尾就照平常我们讲话的速度这么说的话
，So if based on the regular talking speed,
你可以在。最少七十小时，四十分钟，最多八十四或是八十八小时里面读完全本圣经，从第一个字到最后一个字。
You can read in about at most 84 hours, and then you can read the whole Bible.
所以如果你每天只花二十分钟
，So if you spend 20 minutes per day,
那只读五天
，only 5 days a week,
你不到一年就读完了。
And it's less than a year you'll finish reading Bible.
如果你一天花一个小时
，If you read 1 hour per day，
不是查经就是读
，It's not study Bible, just read.
你不到三个月，你 Christmas 之前就读完了。
And less than 3 months before Christmas you finish reading Bible.
难不难
？Is that hard?
不是叫你读几章
？It not ask you to how many chapter.
我开始 set the alarm.
Then I just set the alarm.
Okay, 这段时间。
So during the time,
20分钟
20 minutes,
我就是读
I just read,
读出声来
read out loud.
然后我看我能够读几章。
So see whatever I can read.
弟兄姊妹，好棒。
It's wonderful.
我开始带着 Eunice， 她早上比较早起，跟着我一起就读圣经，从创世纪开始。
So I start lead Eunice because she wake up early, so we start reading the Genesis.
我们用差不多一个小时，差 almost 一个小时的时间。
We spend almost an hour.
我们现在大概已经读到利未记，快结束。
We read the book of Levi.
哎，不知不觉，怎么老三也爬起来跟我们一起读经了
？And don't know why and the Noah is also wake up and read Bible with us.
所以我现在有一个 dream.
So I have a dream.
我的 dream 是我们教会在这一年从九月开始。
And my dream is starting from September.
我们可以我们的特会不需要，我们可以有几次。你像曾经有教会这样做过，24小时，他们就花这么长的时间来，每一个人只要轮15分钟。就结束，就把整卷圣经读完，花几天的时间就读完了。
So they spend a few times, a few days, and everybody read about 15 minutes Bible and then finish reading the whole Bible.
我开始做梦。
So I start dreaming.
说哇，如果我们青少年聚会，现在我们不需要去找讲员。
Oh, and then I start thinking, well, if we don't have to find a speaker.
我想他们一定觉得啊，好 boring, 好恐怖的新闻啊。
And I think some of you feel this is a very terrible.
但你知道吗？当你开始真的读神的话，你会开始变 addicted， 你会上瘾的。
And but you know when you start reading God's word, you were addicted to it.
大家排队15分钟，我读完了，好，下一个上来15分钟读。你知道，在我们可以先读就这么短短时四福音，或者我们读这一段书卷，或者这一段书卷，就是这样花时间暂时聚会的时候，我们就这样子读，把它可以真的可以开始 get them 就是说。这是我新的梦想。
So we have some gathering, and then we will line up, and every single person come up and read 15 minutes, and next person come up. We don't have to start with the whole Bible. We can just start with the 4 gospel books, and also some books to read it, and then we can finish it. And this is my dream.
我希望在每一年每一个月一卷书，来好好的把圣经，可能当然不能只能走马看花，但至少把它读完。
And so I wish we can just finish reading those Bibles.And every month one book.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天没有时间了。
So we ran out of time.
你发现那个我们今天 print out 那个诗篇119篇。
So we have print out the Psalm 119.
我本来很想带大家有一点点时间，看看读圣经是什么感觉。
I originally tried to read with everybody, so for everybody to experience reading the Bible.
但是我试过这个好好读，慢慢的要15分钟。
I tried to take 15 minutes.
但是我今天我的话又太多，本来我想我少说一点，我们来读圣经。
But it seems like we ran out of time.
但我真希望如果我们再有时间以后，或者你们回家15分钟，你可以把诗篇就读，就把整个诗篇119篇读完。
Yeah, maybe when you go home and then you can spend 15 minutes to read the Psalm 119.
And 如果你读完了诗篇119篇
，When you finish reading Psalm 119,
还有176节
，It has 176 verses.
你知道它是旧约13卷书卷的长度的 combine，And
that is
合起来。
For that is 13 books in Old Testament. The combination is 176.
新约16卷书卷的总和的数，那个字数。
It's also 16 books in New Testament.
15分钟哦，15分钟而已。
Only 15 minutes.
2300多个字就读完了。
2300 English words.
我劝你们今天是主日。
And I encourage you.
我们的十一奉献不要只在钱财上，好吗
？And our tithe is not only in the money.
如果你的不能在时，我们来时间来十一奉献，好不好
？And that's also our time. That's the tithe.
那是一天2.4个小时。
And every day 2.4 hours.
就算2个小时好了。
Even just count 2 hours.
即使一个小时。
Even just 1 hour.
你把它花来读神的话。
And let's spend the time to read
我在说第一次不求理解，只是读它，只是忠心的把它读完。
Once again, I say the first time we don't talk about comprehend, we just read it.
用词，我厚脸皮的做了一个这个 form.
And so I made this form.
加在你们的节目单里面。
And it's in your bulletin.
我并且很勇敢地放了两个 line， 把你们的名字可以填上去。
And I put two lines and put your name there.
因为心里觉得，这主意好或者不好，总是在心里想。但是当你写下你的名字，当你愿意的时候，那就是一个能力。
And in psychology, we also always talk about methods, good or not good, or good or bad. But when we make it out and then do it.And that become power.
所以我希望只有愿意的愿意的弟兄姊妹。
So only a brother and sister who's willing.
第一个问题是，请问如果你是不是愿意靠着神的怜悯、慈爱、恩典和帮助，愿意过一个真实无畏的信仰的生活
？And the first one is by God's mercy, love, grace, and His divine help. I want to and am willing to live an authentic and audacious life.
就是我愿意。我愿意，沉睡的过程还很长，但我愿意。
That means I willing.
我愿意开始过一个真正的主耶稣基督的跟随者。
I willing to start to be a true follower of Jesus.
那第二个呢？是靠着神的恩典和帮助，我愿意从九月起到明年八月止读完圣经一遍。
And then the second one is by God's grace, I want to finish reading through the Bible once this school year, from September to August next year.
你觉得你自己太孤单，还是可能做不到
？If you feel lonely or you don't think you can accomplish,
我有第三项
，I have the third one.
这是我真正做这个纸条的目的。
That's the purpose I made this slip.
我想知道，如果有人，是不是有人愿意每周一次读完圣经一遍的小组？
And I want to know, does anybody interested in a weekly through the Bible once this year group?
或者是参加，如果我们有这样机会，圣经的朗读，无论是在小组里，或者是教会的当中。
Or we can to join the Bible reading in church or in the small group.
或者弟兄姊妹是不是有兴趣？我们有一个教会的一个特会，是真的就来教弟兄姊妹怎么读经。我们就是花一个 weekend 的时间来学习怎么读经，来。Dig into God's word, 看看神的话有多丰富。
Oh, just spend one weekend with a special program, and then we teach you like how to really study Bible.
所以第三项是一个调查。
So the third item is a survey.
我希望你们愿意的人，可不可以把你的名字跟照着你合乎你心里面的状况的，把它打一个勾，然后把这个黄色的条子在聚会结束以后交给我，好不好
？So if you are willing, can you? Fill in your name and then the check mark with your answer and then give to Vivian after.
这不是让我说哇，今天谁听到了？我讲到谁听了
？This is not to check who listened.
不是的，我只是在找同伴。
I'm just looking for a company.
做鼓励
and to get encouragement.
我们一起来，好不好
？So let's do it together.
我们今年好好的把这一本神的话读完，看看。有没有在我们家中、个人生活当中、教会当中发生巨大的变化
？And so let's read the Bible together this year, and let's see if there are changes in our life, in our family life, the church life.
好，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们永远有时间，人的话总是太多。
And we always have time, and we always say too much word.
主耶稣，求你赦免孩子许多不必要的话占了时间。
And we ask your forgiveness for unnecessary words.
但主啊，求你凡出于你的，求你在我们的心里面真的是深深的扎下根。
And may you deep rooted what is from you.
主啊，求你叫我们不怕难。
Please help us not afraid of the hardship.
主啊，叫我们不要怕。
And let us not be afraid.
叫我们愿意。
And give us a willing heart.
因为主啊，做你门徒，我们也只能愿意，也只能顺服，其他的我们什么都做不了。
And because being your disciple, we can only be willing, and we cannot do anything without you.
父啊，求你因你自己儿子的关名，为着他的摆上，父啊，求你把那个对你话语的渴慕创造在我们里面。
And Lord, Father, just in your son's name, and please bring the willingness of the hunger of your word to our heart.
兴起你的儿女，兴起你的话，你的教会来读你的话。
Raise your children and raise the church to raise the church to speak your word.
谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you.